Hello, Sony Elementary. Welcome to our podcast. This is Derek Hershey, principal at Sony, and with me, I've got Miss Emily Hawkins, our leader in me extraordinaire. Welcome. How are you, Miss Hawkins?
I'm great.
Well, this month we are focused on Habit 7. Yes, we are on Habit 7, Sharpen the Saw. One of my favorite habits of all time, because I feel like it's one of those habits that in life we forget to do this, sharpen the saw. So, what does it mean to sharpen the saw?
Well, there are four basic needs that we all have. They are physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. They are also easy to neglect, just like you said, because we actually don't realize the power that they have in our lives. A really great example of this is think of a man cutting down a tree in a forest. He's chopping for hours and you're walking by, so you notice that his blade is pretty blunt. Well, you say, hey, you should probably sharpen your blade. But the man says, I can't stop sawing. I'm behind schedule. And that's ridiculous, right? And I know you're not a lumberjack, but I bet you've burned yourself out. You've burned the candle at both ends to the point where you start making mistakes and actually causing more harm than good. And that's where sharpening the saw comes in. In order for all of us, that includes our children, to keep going, we must stop from time to time and focus on self-care. And that comes in many forms. Exercise, playing the piano, journaling, writing, laughing, and even clarifying goals.
Very cool. I love the analogy of the lumberjack because I feel like we do that all the time. We're in a hurry. We've got to get it done. Mm-hmm. But think about how much more efficient we could be if we just took the time to sharpen that saw.
Yes.
Very cool.
Well, and I want to stop right here because I want to ask you something. I want to ask how the school is truly embracing this, because I know you guys are really focused on the whole child. Mm-hmm. And that's not just test scores, right? There's so much more. So how is the school embracing Sharpen the Saw?
So there are five competencies that I absolutely love. When I think about Sharpen the Saw, I think you are investing in yourself. And so there's an organization called CASEL, C-A-S-E-L. It's the Collaborative for Academics of Social Emotional Learning, that focuses on five competencies to be able to pour in and really sharpen your own saw. And so those five things are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, building relationships, and decision-making skills. And so we're just starting to talk as a staff about those five competencies, especially around self-awareness and self-management. We feel like, especially in elementary school, if we could get those two things right, self-awareness and self-management, then decision-making skills are going to certainly be better. And so, we do feel like we're working on those things here, and we use a lot of different strategies to get there, but I do feel like it starts with self-awareness and then it goes up from there.
I love that. And I know one of my family's favorite things that the school does is your clubs. And I know they're called Sharpen the Saw clubs. And I found that odd when I first joined the school because I didn't really know what Sharpen the Saw was until I saw my daughter in action in these clubs. Mm,
which club did she do?
Oh, which club has she not done? She's really big into Kitchen Kids, loves Kitchen Kids. And I want to talk about this a little bit because my daughter is dyslexic. And so she has compared herself her entire school career. She's in the second grade. Everyone is quote unquote smarter, better, faster, stronger. And the thing that's so wonderful about Sharpen the Saw clubs is that that's not the case. She is like everyone else, and sometimes she's actually better. And she comes home with these amazing creations that usually she eats in car line waiting. But then we sit down to read, and her reading levels improve dramatically because she's had that Sharpen the Saw moment.
Interesting.
Of interacting with friends, doing something fun, having that really necessary downtime. And we've just seen her blossom in so many ways, but academically as well. So I just feel like those clubs have really sharpened her saw, because it's made us realize you can't just focus on school, work. It has to be something fun.
Well, the other thing that I would love to point out too, if you continue to focus on things that you're not good at, it's not going to fill your bucket.
No.
And so being able to focus on something you really enjoy and really get some joy in the other things that you're doing. And I got to tell you, I love that club as well, because every day that it's over, I get a student that brings me some very, very delicious food. So aww. I appreciate that.
I love that. I also have a room in my house that a lot of people call a dining room, but we noticed that
we have one of those too.
We never use it. And I saw this room just never get used, and every other room in my house is in shambles. And so I figured out I really want to be able for my kids to have a place to do art. So I bought a cheap plastic tablecloth for the table and removed all of the dishes from the hutch and filled it with Dollar Tree items. There's every kind of craft in the world in there. There's paint and everything. And I'm amazed at how much time my kids spend in that room. Mm-hmm. So we don't actually, and I'm probably going to regret saying this, we don't have an electronics problem in our house. And I think it's because of this room. They're constantly inventing things. And I know when we're done with sight words or reading or anything that we have to do work-wise, my kids, you can always find them in this room because they just love it. And I really do believe that it's sharpening their saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sharpening the saw is one of these, just one of the habits that we could constantly look at. What are we doing to take good care of ourselves? And if we're not pouring into ourselves, are we really going to get out what we're expecting? And I think the answer to that is no. And so that would be the challenge. And I'll tell you, I don't think it matters whether or not you're a kindergartner or a 50-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's something that we constantly need to remind ourselves that we've got to pour into ourselves in order to get that expected outcome. And so that would be a challenge for everybody. Are we living our lives in that? We're teaching and modeling that for our own children by doing that for ourselves. And so there's the challenge to our entire Sawney community. What are you doing to sharpen your saw? Ms. Hawkins, this is going to be our very last podcast around the seven habits. I wanted to say thank you for all of your support. We're excited to continue our work. So thank you so much.
Yes, this has been fun.